Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine fun filled edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room looking down on Hollywood Town, just spinning distance from the most famous of intersections anywhere, all y'all. Hollywood and Vine, you know what I'm talking about. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And I tell you, mother truckers, every time that if you throw a backslash listen behind that, you know what's going to happen? All the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. I tell y'all every time, you best be doing it. Fill your ear holes with some joy for a change, okay? Okay. You can also find the Hick right here on the Twitters at the Hwood Hick, and you can find the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. So if you look at those, you're going to find some things up on there, maybe, maybe not. Depends on how busy a Hick might be up in here. Who knows? I don't know. Do you know? But I also, I'm also trying to forget shit. I'm over here stumbling through my words. But what I'm telling you is the Hick comes on every day on the sevens on that Crab Diving Network, meaning 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. So you can catch it twice a day, or you can go out and get the podcast off of the iTunes, the Stitcher, the Crab Diving website. But on that 7 o'clock, that's West Coast time. So if you're anywhere else, you're going to have to do the math. Like East Coast 10, anywhere else, my brains won't do all that ciphering. Not right now. Mm-mm. Ain't going to happen, Captain. Okay? So now that we've done particularing, that was what I was going to say right now. Particularing. Like, I'd like to make up words, but that one I will not condone. So I'm going to fix what I just said. Now that we are done with the particulars, let's get into the talking about peoples, because people done give me something to talk about. But in case you ain't been paying attention, our friend Chris Brown, who I also refer to as Fist Brown, because boy got some rage issues. Like, really, like, at what point do you just calm the fuck down and quit being an insufferable pain in the mother trucking ass, having to have the popo come out to your ass all the time, and then act like you're the fucking victim, like they're coming out to just do shit? No. You can't do the shit that you do and think that people ain't gonna freaking start going like, yo, dude, you need to fucking get your shit together. Period. End of statement. You're a freaking dumbass. Straight up dumb mother trucking ass fool. That's what you are. And I hope this latest one takes your ass down. Because you know what? I'm sick. I like talking about you because you give me so much fodder. But at the same time, I'm sick of your ass. Your entitled fucking bitch ass fucking ways need to be fucking smacked down. And all you do is hide behind your boys anyway. People running around with their freaking entourage. Nope. Just do it yourself or don't do it at all. But guess what happened? Says over here on the TMZ, we're just going to go through this and like, take a hot minute because food done went yesterday. Because, see, I'm a little bit late. Because this is the, and it's actually kind of glad I was a little bit late for once. Usually I'm kind of like, oh, I'm so late. Why am I freaking like so late all the time? All this place I go to every day is killing me dead. But over here on the TMZ, it says, Chris Brown, woman claims he threatened me with a gun. Mm-hmm. So what happened was, just the other day, yesterday really, Chris Brown says right here is a suspect in a criminal assault investigation after a woman called 911 and told cops he threatened her with a gun. The alleged incident went down early Tuesday morning in L.A. We're told Chris and the woman were in a home when she claims they argued and he pulled the gun. The woman called 911 and police responded and took a report. We're told the case is under investigation and Chris is the sole suspect. Well, at this point, let me tell you, it ain't under investigation. Well, I guess maybe they're investigating, but they know what they did? They freaking straight up arrested his ass. That's what they did. So that's how the story began the day yesterday. I was all over this thing. But this is where it gets even better. So apparently, the popo shows up at like 3 in the morning, some shit like that, got his whole house surrounded. But says right here on the TMZ and another one, there's been weapons, drugs retrieved, but no arrest yet. Because guess who went and got arrested? We probably, if you've been looking at anything, you probably saw it yesterday. Chris Brown arrested again for being a jackass. But then in the course, this is where like this arrogant psalm bitch pain in the ass bitch ass bitch, right? Says right here, says the police have retrieved at least one gun and other weapons and drugs from Chris Brown's home after Chris threw a duffel bag out the window of his home. So, dumbass thought, you're surrounded by the cops. This is how smart this dude is. This is, honestly, if he could not sing and dance, he would be underneath the jail. That's where I would think he would be. He would be one of those dudes that was like underneath the jail because he's a fucking just bitch ass bitch, loud mouth, just thinks he's fucking badass everything. When really, in all honesty, it probably wouldn't take a whole lot to take his ass down if he didn't have 58,000 people surrounding him trying to get his back at every minute of every day. But that's a different story, right? Says right here, so he threw this duffel bag out the window like a jackass. Like, you're surrounded by the cops. You're surrounded by the cops. You've been putting videos up, because if you get down in here, he was putting up videos on the Twitters or the Instagrams or whatever people do, this freaking Twitter, this freaking video stuff on Instagrams, right? That's Instagrams. I'm old and I'm a hick, so I don't really know these things sometimes. But says here that Chris posted a video in which he refers to the Black Lives Matter, saying fuck the police, because that's what you do when you're surrounded by the police who just watched you throw a duffel bag out your window that was full of illegal shit a la guns and or drugs and or paraphernalias. Honestly, I don't know how much dumber you can get. Like, here you go. It's like throwing a beer can out the window when you're getting pulled over for a DUI. Like, that's pretty much what that is. Like, in the process of getting pulled over. But the police were at the house at 3 a.m. And in the process of getting a search warrant, Chris didn't leave the house. He just threw a freaking duffel bag out the window because he was being all defiant, telling the cops, come and get me. Yeah, now, you know what they're going to do? Now they are going to come and get you because you just gave them what they need. You know what that was? Dumb fuck. Evidence. Do you get that? Are you able to wrap your dumb brain around that, Chris Brown? Cracks me the fuck up. I love it. It's like, I feel so superior right now. I don't care. I may not have all his money, but you know what? I am smart enough not to throw my guns and drugs in a duffel bag out the window when the popo is waiting outside to arrestorate my ass. I'm just saying is all. Okay. But two sources on the scene told the TMZ people that that in addition to weapons, there were drugs in the duffel bag. And then this is where the story starts to heat up a little bit, right? Because then we find out that the 911 caller, she's a beauty pageant title holder. So that's what we were being told at the beginning of this. And then it went through a whole bunch of stuff, like the police were out there. Then his attorney showed up, that Mark Garagos dude. He's just awful. He just defends these awful people all the time. I guess somebody's got to do it, but he might as well make a bunch of money doing it. But good Lord, I'd have a hard time defending this dumb shit. About 12:49 yesterday afternoon, they started pulling all of his friends out of the house. They were like checking them for weapons and stuff. And then at 2:30, Chris still ain't come out. Then about 3 o'clock, that's when he came out. The lawyer was there. They didn't arrest him quite yet, but then you know they ended up arrestorating his ass, because we're gonna follow through this here on the TMZs. What happened was, this chick, right? Do this part of the story tell me? Because sorry, I am horribly unorganized today, so I apologize in advance. But here we go. So here's a little backstory on the woman that is accusing Chris Brown of this, because she went on a freaking like interview tour immediately. She was on the TMZs, the Extra, all the classy television programs and websites. I'm telling you. But don't be fucking with my beloved TMZ, because you know what? They the only one who give me straight up real news sometimes. And I don't care if I had to go to TMZ to get it, because you know what? Sometimes you just need to know what you needs to know. And right now I need to know what TMZ is telling me. That's what I'm saying. But says right here, alleged victim says this. He pulled gun after argument over jewelry. So I was going to play back what she said on the TMZ because it was a quote. But honestly, I can just paraphrase a lot of it for you, because one, this is the thing, though. Now, and it pains me to have to say this at the moment, but we're going to say it anyway. This chick, her name is Bailey Curran, or Curran. I don't know how you say it. I'm going to go with Curran, because Curran sounds like that book I'm not supposed to talk about without getting in troubles. When people come over here wanting to chop my head off. But says here, the woman who called the cops on Chris Brown says the singer pulled a gun on her because she was admiring a piece of jewelry. And afterwards, his people demanded she sign a non-disclosure agreement. Now, I support this bitch completely for not signing that non-disclosure agreement, because from what she was saying up on this thing, was basically what happened was, she showed up to the party. She was there for a couple of hours. She came with some dude who was invited. She wasn't technically invited, but claimed she had hung out with Chris Brown bunches of times before. right? Well, then she was like hanging out, went out to the hot tub to talk to another one of her slutty friends, and then they then she went saw sparkle diamonds inside. So she went inside to see what this dude had, because I guess he was selling jewelry that have full of diamonds and things. I'm hoping it was legit and not somebody trying to sell some stolen shit, but I'm going with legit just because ain't nobody talked about it being stolen. But as shady as everything happens up in there, I wouldn't put it past it to be some sort of illicit diamond item. But seeing as nobody said that, and that is just ledge and a speculation on the part of the Hollywood hick here, we'll just continue with our story. But says right here, she appeared on the TMZ Live and said she had partied with Chris in the past and he was always nice, but this time he appeared to be out of it on drugs and alcohol. You know what? People go nuts on the drugs and alcohol. Not everybody can handle it. Not everybody can handle it. I choose to stick with the alcohol most of the time these days, because when people do mix the two, they go nutty, or they just get kind of lethargic, or just like, or just plain out just stupid, and I don't have time and patience for that kind of shit. So I just like to stick with the booze. That's just it. That's all. But continuing with the story, we don't need to talk about me anymore, because I got Chris Brown and some chick named Bailey Curran to talk about, and that's what we're going to keep doing. So she says she came to the house with a friend, spent a little time in the hot tub, and then walked back inside where a member of Chris's crew was displaying jewelry. She admired one piece when the guy went nuts, and then Chris followed suit by demanding she get the fuck out and pointed a gun at her. That's when, you know what I would do? Get the fuck out, because that dude is un-mother-trucking-stable. About as unstable as it comes. Like, no, he is just a freaking hair trigger waiting to be pulled, that kid. I'm just saying is all. He ain't got no freaking sense, and he's so entitled. Like, he's been famous since he was a kid, and he's got that famous kid freaking, I can do whatever I want because I got money and fame and people want my name on their lips. But at the same time, you're a fucking mouth breathing moron, and I really hope one of these incidents just takes you down and takes you away from our freaking eyeballs forever. Now, craziest part says, as she tried to leave, Chris's people wouldn't let her take her cell phone until she signed a non-disclosure agreement. She refused to sign it, and she and her friend left. But according to her, if you listen to this thing on here where she's talking about it, she was basically said that she left. She got down to the like gate to get out to the street or whatever. She was waiting on some dude to bring her cell phone and her shoes, because apparently, I guess you wouldn't be wearing no shoes up in a hot tub, so that's legit. So she was waiting on that. That's when the dude wanted her to sign the non-disclosure agreement, this is where I will support one Miss Bailey Curran, even though we find out she's kind of an awful person herself. We're going to get into that in just a minute. But because I'm like, no, you just pulled a gun on me, and now you want me to sign the non-disclosure agreement on the flip side after having a gun pointed in my face? Hell to the no, motherfucker. That shit ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen ever. Ain't going to happen today. Ain't going to happen tomorrow. Ain't going to happen never. You understand that? Never. So apparently, good for her, she got some quick reflexes on account of what I understand is she snatched her phone and shoes from the dude and just booked it. So then they run down the street from one story I read. They run down the street. That dude got in a Jeep going looking for him. They had to hide underneath the car while they were calling the popo from a couple of houses down, trying to like get away from this dude. And so like, I mean, honestly, I'd be a little bit scared myself. So apparently, all of that went down. She called the popo. The popo showed up. They surround his ass. And then, as we talked about just a little while ago, we find out that Chris Brown's reaction to the popo surrounding his house is to let's get rid of the evidence by throwing it out the window in front of the people who are coming here to arrest me, who are looking for evidence. So basically what I'm doing is just giving them the evidence that they need to take me back to the Hooskow, where a place apparently you don't like to go, but yet you keep trying to do things to get you put up in there. So I don't know. Like, I got tired of getting put up in there. So you know what I did? Quit doing that shit. I understood that just because me and the popo had very different ideas of what might or might not be fun, that their idea trumped mine on more occasions than not. So I try now not to have that kind of shit go down and happen anymore. It's called growing up, Chris, and I think you need to do a little bit of it yourself. I'm just saying it's up. Now, if you think this story is over there, you is far from correct, okay? Far from correct. So the next thing that happens, guess what happens? Clink, clink, chink, chink. Get your freaking arms put behind your back, because guess what? Cuffing your ass, taking you to the Hooskow. Says right here on my beloved TMZ, Chris Brown arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. Who didn't see that coming, right? But yesterday afternoon, Chris Brown has been arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. felony. And with his record too, you're like, you can't get caught with that kind of shit. Like, especially when you're high profile and you can already tell the DA's office ain't particularly one of your biggest fans, and they would like to see you throwed up in that jail to make them look good and get them a little bit of press, because that's what sends their career up the ladder while they're taking your career down the ladder. If you were smart enough, you would figure that shit out and just chill out for a hot minute and not be a freaking bitch ass wannabe gangster motherfucker. Just don't make no damn sense. But says here, TMZ broke the story. Brown allegedly pulled a gun on a guest. We know that, blah, 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 over jewelry. Bailey Curran filed a police report. And as they reported, while Chris was holed up in his house, he threw the duffel bag out the way. I love how they keep putting it. But TMZ is about the only one that keeps talking about this duffel bag, so it best be true. But TMZ generally gets it right. I'm just saying. So now he's gone to the jailhouse, right? And so now Chris Brown in jail again. Mother trucking again. So guess what? You know this story ain't going to die, especially when you are running around telling everybody you're a beauty queen. Like, to this girl, because like this girl is now getting a little bit of what it's like to be instantly famous all of a sudden because you got a gun pulled on you by Chris Brown and you called the police and you decided to go on a freaking press tour of all the low rent freaking talk shows that are out there on the television set to try to get your 15 seconds of fame up in here, right? But apparently, because they keep saying she's this beauty queen, right? And she was like Miss California Regional 2016. Lord knows what the hell that means. That probably means like she's like the queen of the IE or something like that. And I'm really, there's probably about a handful of people that could even fill that role. What I'm saying is that. But apparently, she ain't even really a beauty queen, y'all. This is where the story, like, I love it. It's like, she was like, I'm going to get my press tour, tell everybody I'm this beauty queen, Miss California Regional 2016, when apparently the people from the Miss California Regional pageant are like, hell to the no. You know what we done did to her? We done stripped her of her crown like her name was Vanessa Williams, because guess what she did? She put her titty balls and her poontang all over the internets or something like that with some naked pictures out there, and they're like, that is not behavior becoming of a beauty queen with the title Miss California Regional 2016, and we are going to have to snatch that crown right off your head. But it says right here on the TMZ, Chris Brown accuser stripped of beauty queen crown over nude photos. I prefer people using naked photos, because you know there's a marked difference between naked and naked. Naked means you don't have no clothes on. Naked means you ain't got no clothes on, but you're up to something. There's a marked difference in the pronunciation of those two variances of that word. I'm just saying. So right here, it should say stripped of beauty queen crown over naked photos, because you know that there was something nefarious going on up in there. But says here, the woman who got Chris Brown arrested Tuesday got stripped of her beauty pageant crown in part because of nude photos that surfaced, and pageant officials say she lied and said it wasn't her. Like, this, and that's the other thing. Like, this chick, I see now, she's not got no credibility. Like, even if he did, and I don't deny that he put that gun in her face, because on her TMZ interview, she seemed like she meant it, even though I don't think she was telling the whole story. Because when they asked her about it on there, like, well, can you confirm that there was drugs up in there? And she was like, I ain't going there, because she's like, I want to live to see freaking Friday. So I can't be throwing these people too far into the bus. I done got Chris Brown arrested again, and that ain't going to win me any friends up in here. So I like running around with these people thinking I'm some kind of like playgirl or playballer or whatever the fuck they call them. Fucking thought. She's a thought. Isn't that what they call it? She's a that hoe over there. I like that word, thought. I think they're going to start calling her thought. She's going to be a hoe over there from now on, because you can't call, like, they. She's going to be persona non grata. Or persona non grata. How the hell you say that? I don't know. I'm a redneck. I don't know how to say that kind of shit. Back to our story. Says here, Bailey Curran, the woman claiming Chris pulled a gun on her, was crowned Miss California Regional 2016. But 2 months later, pageant officials were fed up with her and dethroned her ass. Okay. One of the officials told the TMZ people shortly after she won the title, someone sent nude photos to the pageant director, who confronted Bailey, saying, "This is not what the pageant stands for." I love how these people are like, these pageants are about everything but titty balls. When anything's pageants are about titty balls and long legs and tight outfits and a lot of makeup and all of the things that are associated with hooker type activities. But as long as you put it on a stage with some judges in front of it, it's called a pageant. Before, that was just a bunch of hookers parading around to see which one you wanted to like take and like do your business with and move on with your life. Now it's called a pageant. They just ogle them, and then that's that. But the director said, told her she'd give her another chance, but we're told Bailey repeatedly screwed up and deceived him. She would fail to show for community functions, and while photographers were tagging her ass, and while she was frolicking on a boat, see, she was thotting it, that hoe over there frolicking on a boat when she should be over here doing some community functions for the Miss California Regional 2016 pageant, people. Miss California Regional, I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to look that up at some point. So if my computer, if I start trying to click too many things, y'all have heard me before, this shit will go cluck, 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 lock down, piss a hick off, make him go into blackout rage. We don't need that today. It's early in the morning. I'm doing this early before I have to go to this place I go to every day. So guess what? No. Hell no. Not going to go with that. Not going to put me or you through that. But apparently she was MIA for events, choosing various photo shoots instead because she's a fame whore. That's the thing. You know this happened. And then she was like, oh, I'm calling TMZ. I'm calling Extra Access Hollywood. All of the freaking low rent freaking shows and everybody, they're going to put my face everywhere, everywhere. But then at the same time, it's like, if you know what you done did and that you done got dethroned, why are you telling everybody you still Miss California Regional? Because apparently that this happened about 2 months into her reign, and Bailey was... when she was told she was being stripped of her crown, she shot back, "You're the director. You can make or bend the rules. I'm keeping the crown, and we can move on." So apparently she was like, "Fuck you. You ain't getting this crown back. You can tell me I ain't Miss California Regional 2016, but you know what? This crown, it's going to stay with me and up on my head." And those crowns, they're kind of fancy. I had a friend of mine I used to work with years ago. She was like Miss Asia World or something like that. She was beautiful. And her crown was enormous. And a friend of mine, anytime we went over to her place, you know we made her pull that thing out so we could put it on our head to see what we look like with a big old giant beauty queen crown on my head. And I have to say, I could pull off a beauty queen crown. Not really. Actually, I looked like ridiculous. My friend that was with me, he was able to pull it off because he was much better at that kind of stuff. But you know what I did? I just put it on my head hoping it didn't fall off and hit the floor and break into a million pieces, because those things are fucking ill-fitting. I don't know how they ever get them on somebody's head. I just don't. So now the saga into this chick, this Bailey chick, right? Well, it seems like she's probably not the most up and up citizen ever. Stripped of her beauty queen crown because she put out naked pictures, lied about it, and then got sassy. Doesn't work. Now the TMZ people are saying, because this is the thing, once you start putting your name and face out there, people gonna start digging up the dirt. And guess what the TMZ people did? Dug up the dirt on one Miss Bailey. What's her name? Curran. I don't know. I'm probably gonna say it different ways constantly throughout this program until I'm done talking about this story. But I can't quit talking about this story because it is my new fascination. Or what is that word? I can't think when you can't quit looking at shit. I don't know. Infatuation. Whatever. I am obsessed. That's it. Because I was obsessed with this whole Ryan Lochte story, because that dude is just dumb as dirt, who is now going to be on the Dances with the Stars, by the way, which means I might have to actually watch Dancing with the Stars, because that dude is such a mouth-breathing moron that he is going to say some shit that will make me piss my pants laughing and feel so much better about myself. Because yes, he might be rich, famous dude who can swim really fast, but he is a mouth-breathing moron, and I would be glad that I can at least string together a freaking sentence. Now, I might throw it on thick here, but when the Hollywood hick has to and sound like a normal everyday person who like has his shit together, I can actually turn it off and I quit talking like the Hollywood hick and I can just say other things. See, I could do it. I don't even know if I did it well then, because I was trying too hard, but usually it just turns right off when I need to sound smart. And when I don't need to sound smart, even if I do say things with a southern accent, at least what I say fucking makes sense. Moving back to my story. But says right here on the TMZ, this Bailey Curran person is not the most up and up citizens, because right now she is a grand larceny suspect in a Plaza Hotel theft in New York City. Says right here on the TMZ, the woman claiming Chris Brown pulled a gun on her is wanted in New York City for questioning in connection with criminal theft. So look, Chris Brown don't even hang out with nothing but criminals. Even the person accusing him of crime is a criminal herself. Good work, sister. Good mother trucking work. But she's being wanted and questioned for allegedly stealing a fancy designer purse at a swanky hotel. The incident could be significant in the Chris Brown case because alleged victim Bailey Curran claims a certain piece of jewelry that caught her eye triggered the events that led to her 911 call. So was she over there trying to pilfer her some diamond jewelry? don't know. I don't think that would be the best of situations to try to pilfer any diamond jewelry, knowing you're around a whole bunch of gangsters who are looking at you with a freaking like death in their eyes. I'm just saying it's out. But apparently what happened was Bailey was vacationing with a few friends at the Plaza back in 2013 when they began arguing in the hotel. According to the police docs, Bailey snatched a $1,000 Louis Vuitton purse from one of the girls and ran out of the hotel. The purse contained $200 in cash as well as some credit cards and a Michael Kors wallet. Security chased Bailey, who allegedly dropped the purse but somehow fled with the contents. She freaking snatched it all out of the purse, threw back the goods, and kept on trucking. Some girls can run in heels. I'm just saying, I've seen that movie Angel from back in the 80s where that girl was a schoolgirl by day, hooker by night, and then she was getting chased by this Hare Krishna killer, and she was booking it in some high heels. Ever since I saw that, I was like, dang. Actually, I should look that movie back up. That was actually a good movie, the first one. Then they did a whole bunch of sequels that were not that good. They just got lower and lower and lower and lower in quality, like some low-rent shit. But I digress. Apparently, by the time the cops arrived, Bailey was long gone. There's a warrant of sorts. It's called an I-card, which would allow NYPD cops to pick her up and take her to the station for questioning if they find her in the city. So, Bailey, girl, you best be staying out of New York. Like, Ryan Lochte ain't going to no Rio. You best not be going to no New York City, because they're going to pick your ass up, take you downtown for questioning, because you are a thief, a purse snatcher. You are a purse snatcher is what you are. Apparently, though, the incident was bad enough that the alleged purse-snatching victim got a restraining order against Bailey from an L.A. judge. Bailey's rep tells TMZ she had no idea New York City cops wanted her for questioning. She also, see, that I call bullshit on that stuff. I call bullshit. If you got a restraining order against you by somebody, one of the reasons they're getting that restraining order is probably because it's like, and also the New York popo would like to talk with her. And so would you just try to arrange that for us, please, in the course of this restraining orderness? I'm just saying is all right. Well, apparently she had no idea, but this is the fine upstanding citizen that has accused the other fine upstanding citizen, Mr. Chris Brown, a.k.a. Fist Brown, of pulling a gun on her, putting it in her face and forcing her to flee for her life. Right. Well, now our buddy, Mr. Chris Brown, has been thrown into jail, and he's like, I think he had just finished all of his like probation, everything for beating the shit out of Rihanna and all of the other untoward nonsense that he had done. Like, I still don't understand how anybody has forgiven him for that Rihanna thing. Like, I guess you can You can forgive, but not forget, maybe, possibly. I don't know. But I would expect to see some sort of redemption on the flip side, where you're not doing all kind of untoward nonsense. He ain't doing anything to me that even warrants anybody being able to give him any kind of forgiveness and or redemption, because he just keeps doing freaking hood rat shit constantly. That's what he is. A fucking hood rat is all he is, right? Well, apparently they went and tested him for the drugs in jail, because that's what they do. They'll take the blood from you so they can test the drugs. And if he was throwing drugs out the window, so this Bailey's trying to say on the TMZ, her like complete unwillingness to say if there were drugs there or not pretty much says there was a lot of drugs there. So Chris Brown probably gonna have drugs in his system, so he's probably gonna get in trouble for that too. Because he threw a duffel bag out the window that had guns, possibly other weapons and drugs up in there. So busted. Like, how am I gonna say this the right way? Could there be a dumber way to try to get rid of your shit than to throw it out the window right in front of the police? I'm just saying, like, I don't get it. Like I said, it's like somebody throwing a freaking beer can out the window while you're getting pulled over by the cops for a DUI. It just don't make no damn sense. Like, you could at least tried to hide it better, something like that. I don't know. Like, if you think it's outside the window, that it's not going to be like, well, it wasn't in my house. I don't know who put it there. Even though y'all all saw me throw it out the window like a dumbass. Honestly, I just can't sometimes. So apparently, though, I saw him something else. He done got out of jail. They posted like $250,000 bail. So here we go with another freaking Chris Brown police saga that I will not be able to quit paying attention to, on account of he's a dumbass and it makes me feel better about myself. I'm just saying it's all. Okay, so whatever. I think we've talked enough about this. Y'all get it. He was arrested. He's thrown up in jail. apparently the person who's accusing him of this pulling of the gun is not the most finest and upstanding of citizens herself, because she is wanted for questioning in New York City and has been stripped of her beauty crown, which she keeps calling herself a beauty queen too. Apparently she keeps telling everybody that she's this beauty queen, and that pageant people are like, no, you're not, sister. Let me tell you what you are. You are de-crowned, dethroned, whatever it is, stripped of your crown, like Vanessa Williams was back in the day when she had some lesbian type pictures put on there. Like those Vanessa Williams pictures too, by the way, are so tame by today's standards. I'm glad they took that back and apologized, been like, nah, we shouldn't have took your crown. And I'm glad that bitch persevered, because she had some good pop songs back in the day. And I like when she plays a straight-up stone-cold bitch on TV. It's fun. She's good at it. I like Vanessa Williams. So I'm glad she persevered through all of that shit and didn't get dragged into the muck while people were trying to drag her name through the mud because she, like, took some naked pictures when she was younger. And I don't understand why people get so upset about naked anyway. As long as you're not doing anything untoward or, like, scary or gross. If it's just nakedness, it's like everybody's, like, everybody has one. Dude's got peckers. Ladies got poontangs. Dude's titties don't usually stick out quite so far. Sometimes they do stick out quite so far. Depends on a lot of factors. But I'm just saying, people should let go getting all upset about naked. Naked is just naked. Violence and all of that other untoward nonsense, that's what people should be paying attention to. But nope, you can have all the guns and violence you want, but you show me a titty, and Lord have mercy, how dare you cross that line and bring all this depravity into my presence? I don't get it. I just don't fucking understand. But let's move on, because I got to talk about something happy for you. Oh, you know what's happy? Guess who's back, bitches? Britney's back, bitches. Oh, my God. I'm just going to say this because my guiltiest of pleasures is one Miss Britney Jean Spears from Kentwood, Louisiana. And she had a new album, came out last Friday. And I don't give a fuck what nobody says, but that album is tits. So if you're a lover of pop music, you need to get off your lazy ass, go to the iTunes or wherever you go. You can go buy the whole CD at Target. I don't give a fuck, but you go get you some Britney music, because fill your ear holes with joy, because one, it's getting good reviews. So good for you, Britney. It's about time. Cause that last album was meh. I will say, as much as I love her, that Britney Jean album was meh. The ones before, titties awesome. I'm just saying is all. But did I save this Rolling Stone article? It's probably back this way, because that was the other day, because I'm behind on things. Oh, I just flipped by this too. That Anthony Weiner dude. Good Lord. I mean, how can you have a last name like Weiner and think you're not going to get ridiculed for all of this sexting that you do so blatantly? It's just fucking ridiculous. But basically, what I'm telling you is, everybody is saying this album is titties awesome. If you like pop music, you like Miss Britney Spears, who is a guilty pleasure. She's the princess of pop. And according to The Guardian over here, it says this Britney Spears glory track by track review of a triumphant return. Like everybody's saying all of this. Says the pop sensation's ninth album is a smooth, shape-shifting record with the singer sounding like she's having the time of her life. Like, finally, she's having fun. Because you want me to tell you, as a Britney fan, I have been saying for a very, very long time, why won't that? Yes, she is not the best singer in the world. But if you listen to her first album or two, they actually let her sing and like her voice come through a little bit, and then did the tweaking that it needed with the auto tune. That's cool. I don't care. She's cute. She got a foxy body. She used to dance good. She doesn't dance as good as she used to. Ever since she blew out her knee, I think she's scared to do some of those like bigger moves that she used to do. She blew out her knee several years ago, and then ever since then, she hadn't danced quite the same. But I'm just saying, she still looks fucking awesome right now. She's spilling herself into these little itty bitty outfits, doing the carpool karaoke, which was kind of fun to watch, and all the other shit. She's all over everything right now. But I'm telling you, Britney Spears' album is tits. So these Guardian people went through and said every, like doing a track by track, which I won't put y'all through because we got other stories to get to. But basically what it says is tracks, all of them, tits awesome. Get that? Just go listen to all of it because it's good. Whatever. I just had to give a plug from a girl, Britney, because right here, like even on the Daily Beast, Britney Spears is great again. Glory be to Godney. Now, I wouldn't exactly call her Godney. Like, that is reserved because I subscribe to the gospel according to Dolly, right? Oh, speaking of, we're just going to get into this. Whatever. Britney, girl, We don't want to go too deep into this because I don't want people to get too scared off by my overenthusiasm. But I'm telling you, best pop album in a long time. Now, these people calling her Godney, I got issue with that. She's Britney Spears. She ain't no Godney. She's a great pop artist, and she's a good performer, and she's fun to watch. And this little dichotomy of, like, sweet, innocent girl mixed with this, like, sexy temptress on stage. Because when you see her, like, in real life, like, see, that's what Southern girls do. All right, whatever. I am going to keep talking about this for a minute. But that's what Southern girls do. Like, they have this, like, oh, they're all sweet and innocent when you're around. Like, you can't talk about all of the dirty things that I do, but they're constantly doing dirty things. And, like, that's kind of Britney's persona. So she, like, has this dirty image on, or not even dirty, but this, like, sexy sex pot image on stage, where she wears these little outfits and her hot little body and, like, gyrating around and doing stuff like that. But then when she's, like, on just, like, talking to people, she's, like, this kind of sweet, sort of reserved little girl. Like, even in the carpool karaoke, when James Corbin brought up the fact that she wears these little skimpy outfits, and he was like, asked if her kids had seen the show, and she's like, yeah. And then he's like, well, I saw me mom in her underpants once, and I ain't never been the same, because his mom obviously don't look like Britney Spears. But I don't know where I'm going with this, but blah, blah, blah. I know what I was going to get with this. She's not Godney. That's where I was going. See, I got all distracted by thinking about how hot Britney Spears is and how much fun it is to watch her and all of that kind of stuff. And then I forgot what I was getting to my point. Because she's not Godney. She's a pop princess. That's kind of like Godney. That's weird. It's just weird. I don't understand why they do that. But I do like that you are giving her praise, Daily Beast. I'm just saying, I wouldn't refer to her as any kind of God, because that ain't right. But the reason I say that, too, is because I have to subscribe to the gospel according to Dolly, right? We have been through this a lot. And now, speaking of my beloved Dolly Parton, who is the greatest human to ever walk this planet, the greatest human to ever grace this earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care what anybody says. You can argue with me till you're blue in the face, and I will look you dead in it every time and be like, no. Let me tell you what's going on. What's going on is I subscribe to the gospel according to Dolly, not all of this other nonsense. But these people over on the Jezebel, my beloved Jezebel website that I love dearly, especially now that the Gawker has been taken down by this bitch-ass homo fucking Peter Thiel or whatever his name is, who got off some kind of vendetta. So, yes, they did out him, out you or whatever. But at the same time, you were being kind of like backhanded and doing a lot of shady shit. So then that's why they were like, this dude, BT Dubs, this dude doing a lot of shady shit on the down low is kind of a homo himself. So sometimes it's like, I don't like people getting outed, but if you're against the cause and you're doing things to like hinder progressiveness or like moving forward, then that's where I'm like, yeah, then you might have to call that bitch out. But if you just lead an everyday normal life and you ain't bothering anybody and you don't want anybody to know because it's your business and you don't think it needs to be anybody else's, I will fully support you in that. I'm just saying it's up. But these people over here on the Jezebel, my beloved Jezebel, because I like my news with a little bit of snark, they got this article. Now, I couldn't tell where they were going with this headline, because they said Dolly Parton says she's helped a lot of gay people come out, right? And I'm sure she probably has, because you know what I've always said, and I still say it all the time, the world's most perfect aunt would be Dolly Parton, right? If you had Aunt Dolly, would you not be wanting to hang out with Aunt Dolly any and every chance you got? I sure as fuck know I would. You could not keep me away. I'd be like, they'd be like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, hanging with Aunt Dolly, mother truckers. Bye, Felicia. I'll see y'all later. That's pretty much how that would go down. I may not be quite that. No, I would probably be even more excited and like want to throw it in people's faces. But at the same time, I can't be letting people try to like drag my Dolly through the mud, which I thought they were trying to do here, because it says here, Dolly Parton says she's helped lots of gay people come out, and I'm sure she has, right? Article goes on and says, Dolly Parton following includes a huge number of LGBT fans. There's a lot of general talk of tolerance and love at a Dolly Parton concert, which there is, not just at a concert. She lives that. She walks that. She is that. Okay, just know that, mother truckers. But they're saying, has she ever actually helped a gay person? I would like to think yes. Like I honestly, she helped me, because you know what? She gave me a lot of joy and happiness, and like there's just like I don't know. I just looked into the thought she always got me and understood me, and that's why I was able to sort of like come through and just be myself this whole time throughout my life, even though things were not always easy and people wanted to call me faggoty names all the time when I was growing up. But thank God I had like a sense of humor and can make people laugh, because otherwise I think I would have got beat a lot more. But goes on and says here, in an interview this month with Pride Source, That's pretty much the only question posed. Interviewer Chris, as a party, says he only got 11 minutes with Dolly, 11 minutes of heaven, and he used most of them to talk about her views on the gays, which people, like, they're always talking about, like, she says, like, the gays are my friends, but, like, that's just, like, okay, you have to remember, Bima, that not everybody is fucking 24 years old. When Dolly was coming along, if you said the gays, that was a endearing way of referring to homosexuals and lesbians and everybody who identifies with the LGBT, XYZ, QRZ, whatever. There's so many letters on that, but I just like LGBT. And then, like, Q for questioning or something like that, I think is what they tack on there now. But I don't know. There's too many letters, as far as I'm concerned. Too many letters. But that's just my opinion. I mean, you can string as many letters as you want on there, but I'm probably just going to say LGBT. I'm probably just going to say the homos. Honestly, coming from me, I'll probably just say the homos. That's how that's going to go down. But apparently they can say they're trying to incite offendedness, and I just don't like it when people are trying to say, I want you to be offended about this, even though I'm saying it's probably not that offensive, which it's not. But then it's just the way it is. But apparently she lets him know that when she was a teen living in the Smoky Mountains, she had no idea what being gay meant or was. Of course not. It was way the fuck back then, and she was a kid. She said, except for the two fellas in town who everyone called queer, but not in a strange way. Of course, because back then, that's when they did. Those were the queer boys, and they just moved on with their day. But at least they weren't, doesn't sound like they were beating the shit out of them at every turn. And but she's like, now I know a lot of them. I have a huge gay and lesbian following, which she does. You go to a Dolly Parton concert out in this town, and it is like 75% homos. And the rest of it is filled with straight couples whose girlfriends drug their boyfriends to come see Dolly Parton because they wanted to see Dolly Parton. She's like, I'm proud of them, and I love them, and I think everybody should be themselves and be allowed to be themselves, whoever they are, whatever they are. You hear that? That is what is called love and acceptance. People, you hear that coming from the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. This is one of the gospels according to Dolly. I know a lot of them. I have a huge gay and lesbian following, and I'm proud of them. I love them. And I think this is the gospel part. I think everybody should be themselves and be allowed to be themselves, whoever they are, whatever they are. Just if you don't like it, don't pay attention. Last part is the gospel according to the Hick. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of my face and move on with your day, because honestly, I ain't got the time and or patience for it. Dolly says it a lot nicer than me. I aspire to the level of Dolly. I will never achieve that. So that is why I still use all my fucks, goddams, and shits. And I'm going to do it with a little bit of sass and probably a lot of piss and vinegar thrown up in there too, because that's just how I roll, right? Well, she goes on to explain how she personally has led many a secretive LGBT person into the light and out of the closet. So the question posed by this fellow, what was his name? Chris Azaparty, right? Said, because you've always been so LGBT affirming, are you a safe place for them to open up about their sexuality? Now, what do you think the greatest human to ever live would say to this question? And this quote here too, like, some people are trying to take issue with, and like, what they're going to end up taking is my fist down their throat, because they need to get Dolly's freaking name out their mouth unless they're going to talk about anything but love, joy, happiness, rainbow, sparkle, sunshine, and all the happy Dolly Parton feelings that she elicits, right? Well, her answer is yes. Actually, I've had many people through the years who I have helped to feel good about themselves. I say, you need to let people know who you are, and you need to come out. You don't need to live your life in darkness. What's the point in that? You're never going to be happy. You're going to be sick. You're not going to be healthy if you try to suppress your feelings and who you are. Okay, please, somebody find what's wrong with saying that. Like, people, live your life the way you want to live your life, as long as you're not hurting anybody, and be happy. Don't keep repressing everything to put you in some corner like your freaking baby off of freaking Dirty Dancing. You need you a Patrick Swayze to come over there, snatch you up out that corner, and let you be who you really are, right? Well, she went on and says, I have a couple of transgender people in my company who are on salary with me. I am totally open for that. And a lot of people feel like they can come to me, and they do. Whether it's about being gay or whatever, a lot of people do. Wait a minute. Blah, blah, blah. Not reading good. Whether it's about being gay or whatever, a lot of people do me like they used to do my mama and come to talk to me about things. Hopefully I'm able to help. I think I have. Now, where can you find anything wrong with this? But this bitch over here, what's her name? Whoever this is on Jezebel. Let me find the person who wrote this. Somebody named Amy Lutkin, A-I-M-E with an accent E. Oh, my God. Your name's Amy, girl. Your name is Amy. Not a May. It's Amy. It's like whatever you did to just fancify it up right there. But she goes, this chick's like, oh, darling, I'm blinded by my adoration for her. But perhaps this is the most self-aggrandizing nightmare statement of all. No, it's really not. Like, she's just basically saying, I accept people for who they are. I think everybody should live their life the way that they want to live their life, as long as they're not hurting anybody. And then people like this, I may, whatever your name is, Lutkin, can fucking shove it where the sun don't shine, because you're out here trying to stir up some kind of controversy when there ain't no controversy, where she's saying, I have gay people everywhere, even transgender people. I have them on my salary right now. I support them, I love them, and I think they should be exactly who they want to be, and that's how I roll. So if you're over here trying to invent controversy, May, a.k.a. Amy, you can shove that shit right where the sun don't shine, because I ain't got no time or patience for somebody like you, and we better not cross paths on the street, because I will let you know that you need to keep my beloved Dolly out your mouth. Okay? Okay. Also, while we're on the subject of Miss Dolly Parton, the greatest human to ever lived and breathed and walked this earth, right? See if I can find this thing real quick on account of I'm not the most prepared today. Oh, here we go. So Pat over at the crab diving program, right? He had sent me this article a while back. And so like this also illustrates what a great and wonderful person Miss Dolly Parton is. Because over on the People magazine, it says, has a headline here that says, how Dolly Parton wants to stop the political bickering and spread the love. See? Well, sorry, right here. She had a new album come out a while ago. It's simply wonderful. It's a very simple little album, like a lot of some acoustic songs about love and acceptance and happiness and things like that. She says that she's like speaking about the political turmoil that's going on right now, because, you know, everything is just fucking nuts. She goes, everything is so crazy and chaotic out there right now. I do see the divide. But it goes on and says, but as an icon of both country music and gay culture, as a global superstar who embraces her faith without excluding others, and frankly, as the closest thing we've got to pure sunshine incarnate, preach, People magazine, preach, because that is the truth. She says she might be the perfect bridge for the divide, because this is what Dolly says about what's happening in the political world right now. And I think you all need to take this, ingest it, stewing it for a hot minute, and then you understand that this is why she's the greatest human to ever live. She goes, I just try to make people feel better. Let them know that it's going to be okay. I'm hoping that as soon as this is over, we can all settle down, no matter who is the president, and try to act a little better and stop all this fighting and bickering amongst ourselves and try to mend our country. So when I go out there to perform, I hope to uplift mankind, glorify God, and just have a big time myself. Now, that is what you call being a fucking tits awesome human being right there. Okay? Okay. Just saying is all. All right. What do we got? Ooh, we got a little time here left. All right. Enough about Dolly. I could go on about Dolly forever, because, you know, she is the greatest human to ever live. I talk about her all the time here. I subscribe to the Gospel According to Dolly, and I suggest you do the same. But now what we're going to do is we are going to go find a couple of people to make us feel even better about ourselves than Mr. Chris Brown has done by going and getting arrested for being a jackass, pulling a gun on some freaking decrowned freaking beauty queen who probably is the most up and up citizen herself. So that whole story, you know, it ain't over yet. Something's gonna go, because that girl's gonna be fame whoring the hell out of that story. You just know it. But let's go find a couple of people to make us feel better about ourselves, because I saw that. Ooh, where was it? I think it might be over here. Did I save that page here? Yes, I did. I sure enough did. Apparently, in case you didn't know, Vladimir Putin got arrested at a public supermarket in, I want to say, Floridia, because that's where somebody who would also be named Vladimir Putin got arrested at a Publix market. But yep, Florida police have arrested Vladimir Putin for trespassing. Apparently, though, it's not the Russian Vladimir Putin. I'm just doing this because y'all know I love saying Putin, because when I was a kid, that meant fart. So whenever I say here Vladimir Putin, I just giggle on the inside. I can't help myself. Apparently, the America's Vladimir Putin, he's 48, was collared last week after cops responded to a 911 call about a man causing a disturbance at a Publix. According to witnesses, Putin was yelling at Publix employees and ignored demands to leave the business. He was subsequently arrested by police and charged with trespassing and obstructing officers without violence. Putin went and pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor counts and was freed early this afternoon. So apparently he got out. So Putin, all he did was just cause a disturbance at the grocery store. But over here on the smoking gun, and that's where they were letting us in on that. But we got a couple other stories, because there was one, I got to find it, because there was one story that made me about piss myself laughing, and I'm going to have to share that with y'all today, because that's just what we do here on the Hollywood Hick, right? Well, here we go. Get over here. This stupid thing. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I found the one I was wanting to find, because this is fucking hysterical. But apparently this is coming out of St. Louis, not from Florida, where you would think something like this might go down. But this happened in St. Louis. Fuck you and your ad covering up what I'm trying to read right now. I hate that shit. Stop it. Put your ads on the side. Don't cover everything up. Make me have to stop what I'm doing to read your shit. Because you know what I do? Now I don't like you. Because you put an ad up, that means I ain't buying that shit. Because you know why? You just pissed me off. So now you know what you did? You lost a customer instead of gaining one because you pissed me off. Well, says over here, this is according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, but the headline reads, man tries to burn St. Louis gas station after he's caught stealing flaming hot Cheetos, police say, right? Well, says right here, a man who was confronted by a gas station clerk for stealing a bag of flaming hot Cheetos tried to burn down the business Sunday, according to the Popo, right? Well, one Joshua Lee Crook, you know your last name is appropriate when your last name is Crook and you're trying to steal flaming hots before you try to burn the joint down, right? Well, apparently Joshua Lee Crook, appropriately named, very appropriately named, 33, was charged Monday with first-degree attempt at arson, a felony, and three misdemeanors. His bail is $20,000 cash only. Just before 5 p.m. last Sunday, Crook went into a gas station in the 3100 block of South Grand Boulevard and picked up a bag of the Cheetos, the Flamin' Hot. Those are delicious. Just don't eat a whole bag of them. Your asshole will fucking hate you the next morning. Don't ask me how I know. But back to the story. The store manager, who alleges Crook had stolen from his store before, told Crook to put the bag down if he wasn't going to pay for it. Crook put the Cheetos back and left. Then, about a minute later, he walked back into the store, grabbed the bag again, and started walking out of the store. The manager confronted him. Crook pushed the manager and punched him in the face. And then once he got outside, Crook grabbed a gas pump nozzle and threw it on the ground. Gasoline began pooling on the lot. Like, I thought you needed to put a card or something in to get the gas to pump out of this. This is some freaking low rent gas station. I don't know. Whatever. Back to the story. He bakes up, blah, blah, blah. Now I lost my place because I digressed. He grabbed the pump, gas pump nozzle, threw it on the ground. Gasoline began pooling on the lot, and Crook threw a lit cigarette to the ground. He tried but failed to start a fire, authorities say, so there won't no damage. The misdemeanor charges for the third degree assault, theft, and trespassing. Police released an unusual mugshot of Crook, but did not immediately explain what was going on. Basically, what they were, he was a freaking mess, pitching a high holy fit, wouldn't hold still. So basically, it's a dude with a gloves trying to hold his head in the spot so that he could get a daggum mugshot. He's got his all squint face, looking like Trump fart face on the guy on his puss right now. But apparently, this dude is not having the best of days, which cracks my ass up, right? All right, so that's it. Just be glad you aren't one Joshua Lee Crook out of freaking St. Louis, because you'd be causing trouble trying to set a gas station on fire and doing it badly. Apparently, you steal badly, and you do not know how to set things on fire worth the shit. Now, let me see if I can get to the bottom of this list again. Oh, this story, just be glad you're... Okay, this is a lesson in what the fuck, people. Why does people just have to take everything so goddamn personal and be fucking nuts? But according to the Daily News, a Las Vegas man, I'm just going to do it real quick. I only got a few minutes left here on the freaking program, but it says on the headline, I'm just going to tell you, don't be this kind of person. I'm going to leave you with this. Do not be this kind of person. Like, well, you're not. I think most people aren't this kind of person, but don't let little shit like this bother you is what I'm saying. It says Las Vegas man killed for failing to hold door for woman. You hear that? Because he didn't hold the door open for a woman, some chick's boyfriend came over and shot him dead. Let me tell you something. It says right here, Las Vegas man, described by relatives as polite and respectful, was shot to death Saturday night after he failed to hold the door for a woman at a fast food restaurant. He died Sunday morning after he was shot around 11:45 at McDonald's. The victim's mother told her that his friend witnessed the whole thing. He was coming home into McDonald's and some female was going out. The door closed before she should get out, and then she hollered at him. I'm paraphrasing because we're running out of time. But then her boyfriend shot him up. basically, is what happened. That's the gist of it. Let me explain something to you people. We all know how to work a door. If you don't know how to work a door, you got serious fucking problems. So, you know what? Somebody may not hold the door for you. You don't know their reasons. Maybe they're distracted. Maybe they don't like you. Maybe they don't want you. But you know what? You're not entitled to fucking shit these days, all right? Plus, I hate it when somebody holds the door for me and then I got to sprint for it to try to get to it. You know what? I also know how to work a door. If I'm not right directly behind you, just let the fucker go. I can open. I know how to reach out, pull the door open. Hell, sometimes they just open automatically for you. So stop it, people. Fucking stop that shit. And on that note, that's it for me, y'all. This here is Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick. You've been listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And listen to me every fuck. I don't even know what I'm going for here. Just listen to the shit. Listen to the Crab Diving Network. Follow me on the Twitters. Follow me on the Facebook. And that does it for me, y'all. I'm out of here. I've done run out of time. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Buh, bye. Boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo. Toodle lamb, toodle lamb, toodle lamb, toodle lamb, toodle. Just do that plain old Charleston swing when you sing. Toodle lamb, toodle lamb, toodle lamb, toodle lamb, toodle. Boo lamb, boo lamb, boo.